Welcome to Resilient Faith, the podcast. Opportunities to find deeper resilience within ourselves can come when life seems most challenging. This podcast is to help you develop that resilience and connection with God. Being resilient and having power starts with faith.
Hello and welcome, friends. My name is Mary Garbisi and I'm Director of Congregational Care at Brentwood Presbyterian Church. It's a joy to be with you. Last month, I offered a podcast on awe and wonder. And thoughts and feelings inspired by those words have continued to swirl in my mind and heart. As spring morphs into summer, nature is demonstrating her power and creativity, her beauty and diversity. I live in Southern California, and I need to be reminded that we live in a desert. And it's hard to remember this, as the extreme winter rains we received have made our desert bloom. Roses and other non-native plants are flourishing, as are the native ones. For me, there is awe in this desert bloom and all that it brings for our enjoyment and our nurture. Yes, nurture. Nature nurtures. Many of us have forgotten this or lost touch with it. Indoor living, artificial lighting, air conditioning, concrete and high-rise, excessive use of computers, and stressful lives take a toll on our mental and physical health. More than ever, we need to get ourselves outdoors. During the pandemic, with the need to stay home and avoid close encounters if possible, and handle the stress of life under threat, many people took to the out-of-doors. Parks, hiking trails, beaches, etc., saw an increase in activity. During that stressful time, we seemed to get in touch with our need, a deeply ingrained need, and I would suggest a God-given need to connect with nature. As humans, we were not created to be indoors. We are a part of the natural world, and we thrive in it. Research is showing this. In an article from the American Psychological Association website titled Nurtured by Nature, Lisa Nisbet, a PhD psychologist at Trent University in Ontario, Canada, who studies connectedness to nature, states, "There is mounting evidence that dozens and dozens of researchers are finding that nature has benefits for both physical and psychological human well-being. You can boost your mood just by walking in nature, even in an urban setting. And the sense of connection you have with the natural world seems to contribute to happiness, even when you're not physically immersed in that nature." The link to this article can be found in the show notes. Of course, our Indigenous sisters and brothers don't need research studies. Their deep connection to the earth dates back thousands of years and is foundational to their way of life and their spirituality. They have not lost touch with it, even in the face of attempted genocide and ongoing marginalization. And there's evidence that they are helping us non-Indigenous see our need for connection with the natural world, bringing us back to this fundamental. In the book of Job, chapter 12, 7 through 10, the writer speaks to this relationship between humans and the natural world, and I quote, "Ask the beasts, and they will teach you. The birds of the heavens, and they will tell you. Or the bushes of the earth, and they will teach you. And the fish of the sea will declare to you. Who among all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? In his hand is the life of everything living and the breath of all mankind. I grew up on a small farm in rural Ohio. And as I reflect on that time, I realize it was there that I developed a love of nature. During those years, however, I didn't have the words to describe the effect nature had on me. It was just a given of my daily existence. But as I've grown older and more reflective, I understand just how formative my life on that small farm was. I remember the fruit trees my father so lovingly tended, and I can just taste the deliciousness of a fresh-picked plum or apple. The gardens he planted and the bountiful harvests of strawberries, corn, beans, tomatoes, and more we enjoyed. I recall the sounds of neighbors' tractors in spring as they plowed and the smell of that freshly turned earth. Of course, the grass in our yard began to grow after the snow melted, and to this day I do love the smell of new mown grass. Fireflies in the yard on a summer night, peonies and lilacs, baby birds and newborn calves. Ah, and there's so much more. I wonder if my reminiscing has triggered your own childhood memories or more recent ones of being outdoors, being with nature. I hope so. I invite you now to take some time right now to reflect on your life and where nature has been a part of your experience. Let's give those memories time and space to develop right now. Sit quietly and allow whatever thoughts and recollections to float to the surface. Explore the feelings that arise as you reflect. And you might want to jot some things down about those thoughts and feelings. Simple practice that gives an experience of the natural world is a sit and watch mindful meditation. Now, if you're not able to do this practice now, that's okay, but please plan to do it soon. And there's no need to go anywhere special. In and around your own home is just fine. Being present in this moment where you are offers big benefits. Following is the meditation. Begin by finding a place to sit. Now remember, no need to go anyplace special. Sit where you have a view of the natural world. This can be through a window, or in your yard, or on your patio or porch, or on the front step of your apartment building. Take some nice deep breaths, relaxing mind and body, and coming into the present moment. Notice what is happening in the natural world around you. Feel the fresh air. Hear the sounds. Focus on whatever is happening around you and sit with it as it is for as long as you can. Now, here are some suggestions. Sit until the sun completely sets. Sit until a shadow moves across your path. Watch an animal or an insect as it goes about its life. Watch a cloud come and go, change shape. Along the way, remember to notice how you're feeling and how your body is responding. As you move through this practice and then come to the end, once again, take note of how you're feeling. And allow time at the end to write about your experience. In closing, a quote from the poet Mary Oliver. I don't ask for the sights in front of me to change, only the depth of my seeing. May it be so. Thank you.
You've been listening to Resilient Faith, the podcast. Resilient Faith is sponsored by Brentwood Presbyterian Church in West Los Angeles. You can follow our church and this podcast on Facebook at BPC Team and Instagram at BPC_USA. Make sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform, and thanks for listening.